next item is old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision number 2006-52, LT Associates, the Senator subdivision as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I have some comments that I want to submit in response to all three applications of LT Associates. And these are intended to be incorporated into the record for all three. And that includes the subdivision number 2006-52, conditional use 1772, and change of zone 1630.
Mr. Johnson, before you begin, just so we're clear for the record, is this what you're, I think you're about to say, is that your motion or is it just more of like a discussion?
This is a discussion and a prelude to my motions.
Okay.
But I want the information to be a part of each one rather than reading it three times.
Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, as I stated, these are pertain to the three applications. And the applicant stated in her presentations and the material submitted for the respective public hearings, and I paraphrase, that the most unique aspect of the applications are their response to regional planning issues. These applications are, quote, working in concert to achieve a more livable Delaware. I am quite concerned about the cumulative impact of these applications, coupled with other projects previously approved by the county, as well as other projects in close proximity being considered by the City of Lewis. The cumulative impact of all these projects can have a negative impact on roads and other infrastructure, vehicular, bicyclist, and pedestrian safe travel, natural resources, wildlife, beaches, Cape and Lopin State Park, Cape and Lopin School District, the City of Lewis, and, quote, a way of life. From a historical development perspective, the following represents a progression of developments in the county bordering on Gills Neck Road. In 1998, Wolf Run with 82 units was approved. In 1999, Wolf Point with 182 units. In 2006, we had Hawk's Eye with 162, Cadbury with 212, Breakwater with 185 units, for a total of 559 units in 2006, or a total of 829 approved units. Before us in 2008 are applications for the Senators with 242 units and the Governors with 472 units, for a total of 714 more housing units. This is a total of 829 county-approved housing units, with 714 additional units being requested. If all these housing units were to be approved, they would represent 1,543 housing units, which have travel access only by a 1.3-mile stretch of Gills Neck Road. To put it in another perspective, this represents more than one housing unit per 4.5 linear feet on Gills Neck Road. Add to these figures the possibility of the City of Lewis approving 600 more housing units in the proposed Schofield development, also on Gills Neck Road, and the proposed 521,000 square feet of commercial space in the Townsend Village Center. The cumulative impact becomes obvious. Therefore, I have developed motions for each application separately, as required by the code, based upon their records, but also in accord with regional planning issues and, quote, working in concert to achieve a more livable Delaware, as purported by the applicant. And, Mr. Chairman, with that in mind, I first refer to subdivision number 2006-52. LT Associates. I move that we recommend approval, that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-52 for LT Associates for 229 lots instead of the 242 requested lots, based upon the record and for the following reasons. With the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, the proposed subdivision at a density of 2 units per acre generally meets the purpose and requirements of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It is located within the environmentally sensitive developing area according to the comprehensive land use plan update. The land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development at a density of approximately 2 lots per acre. This is consistent with the maximum density of existing subdivisions along the outer curve of Gills Neck Road and the historical trend of development in this area. The density of only 2 units per acre is also appropriate given the cumulative impact on roadways and traffic in the area from the existing developments along Gills Neck Road. The applicant has advised that approximately 36.24 acres of the site will remain open space and that 98% of the existing wooded area will be preserved. The subdivision will include amenities such as a bathhouse and pool area that will serve the future residents of this property. The applicant has adequately addressed the items set forth in Section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 229 lots within the subdivision. This represents two units per acre at 114.75 acres, which is the acreage of this project according to the information supplied by the applicant. While this is a reduction in the number of proposed lots from a density calculation based upon 20,000 square foot lots, it would also allow the project to be reconfigured to provide open space adjacent to more individual lots, which has been a goal of the commission for subdivisions such as this with smaller lots. The applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, multimodal paths, buffers, stormwater management facilities, recreational facilities, and other common areas. The project shall be connected to the county's sewer, central sewer, and central water shall be provided. The developer shall comply with all county requirements for connection to the county's sewer system. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county and shall be designed and maintained using best management practices to maximize groundwater recharge. All entrances and road improvements shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. There shall be an easement granted for the regional bikeway. All bike lanes or multimodal lanes that are contiguous to roadways within the project shall be striped or adequately marked to distinguish those areas from automobile traffic. The interior design, street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. Street design shall include curbs, sidewalks on both sides of the street, and street lighting. There shall also be interconnectivity with the adjoining properties. The applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscaping design for the project. The entire perimeter shall be surrounded by a 30-foot vegetated buffer. The vegetation to be included in this buffer shall be shown on the landscape plan submitted as part of the final site plan review. All amenities, including the pool and bathhouse, shall be constructed and open to use by residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. The existing forested areas that will be preserved shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. There shall be at least a 50-foot buffer from all wetlands existing on any adjacent parcel. The design of the buffer shall comply with Section 115-193 of the Zoning Code, and it shall be shown on the landscape plan submitted as part of the final site plan review. An area for a school bus stop shall be established with the coordination of the school district. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan as well. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. The final site plan shall contain the review and approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. And perhaps finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-52 LT Associates as a preliminary for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next